by the St. Louis County Department of Health. Stadium spectator capacity will be limited to 50%, and each spectator will have to show ID to be allowed into the game. They'll have to sign up and give an email address where they can be reached in case contact tracing should the need arise. And mask and social distancing will be required amongst all fans. News, weather, traffic, and sports brought to you by TMA. The Morning After is the morning show here on 590 The Fan. They're happy to announce the Lemming Open still has entries available for Friday, October 23rd at Gateway National Golf Course. It's sponsored by Michelob Ultra, GFI Digital, Dents Express, and STL Digital Media. 600 per foursome, and includes a round of golf and cart for four players, lunch and booze. Just search Lemmings Open on Eventbrite.com or click to register on the 590thefan.com homepage and just look for events for more information. From the 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn, and just around the corner is hour number three of the large morning show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
Our homes are where we feel the most happy, safe, and secure. So when we see signs of foundation problems like cracks and uneven floors, we want to make sure it's fixed forever. At Woods Basement Systems, we understand. We've been eliminating foundation worries since 1986. Call Woods at 800-388-9326 for a free estimate. That's 800-388-9326 and stop worrying. Foundation problems don't get better with time. They get better with us, the All Things Basement Tea experts. Go online to WoodsBasementSystems.com today. That's WoodsBasementSystems.com.
Winning season returns at MyBookie. Winning season means doubling your first deposit. At MyBookie, winning season means hitting all your parlays and props with your feet up, watching your team trounce their rivals. Invest in your intuition. Use promo code KFNS and double your first deposit. New players get up to $1,000 in free play, designed to add more excitement to the sports you love and the games you bet. Use promo code KFNS and double your first deposit. Your winning season begins today, only at MyBookie.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
590 The Fan and TMA are happy to announce registration for our Lemmings Open Golf Tournament on Friday, October 23rd, presented by Michelob Ultra, GFI Digital, Dents Express, and STL Digital Media. Foursome tickets will be $600, covering golf and cart for four players, lunch and booze. The tournament will get started with a 10:30 shotgun start. Get your tickets now. This is a first-come, first-serve event. Go to Eventbrite.com and search Lemmings Open to sign up today, or click the link to register on the 590thefan.com homepage.
The Village Bar is open Monday through Sunday, noon to 8 p.m. for curbside pickup, and the dining room is now open. Get a couple burgers for yourself, or their quart-sized chili is perfect to feed the entire family. Located at 12247 Manchester Road in De Pere. To order, call 314-821-4532.
Our homes are where we feel the most happy, safe, and secure. So when we see signs of foundation problems like cracks and uneven floors, we want to make sure it's fixed forever. At Woods Basement Systems, we understand. We've been eliminating foundation worries since 1986. Call Woods at 800-388-9326 for a free estimate. That's 800-388-9326 and stop worrying. Foundation problems don't get better with time. They get better with us, the All Things Basement Tea experts. Go online to WoodsBasementSystems.com today. That's WoodsBasementSystems.com.
Royal Banks of Missouri is all about convenience for you. Where else will you find extended drive-up hours until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 p.m. on Saturday? You're busy, and now you have a bank with the flexibility your schedule needs. What was that about convenience? Sign up for Royal Banks of Missouri mobile banking system, and rates are down. Refinance your home mortgage. Finance that next vacation with a home equity line of credit, or take care of that new car loan, all with Royal Banks of Missouri. Check them out at royalbanksofmo.com.
This is Mariah from Newsetter's Fine Jewelry, where we offer a choice in diamonds. Mine are lab-grown. We are a leader in offering lab-grown diamonds, which can run 30 to 40% less than mined diamonds. Let us educate you on your options at Big Ben and Doherty Ferry, or learn more at wowdiamonds.com.
Who Who's ready to wine and dine in style outside of your living room? Surf and Sirloin is located at the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Surf and Sirloin is now open for dine-in lunch Tuesday through Friday and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. And, of course, still offering curbside carryout service on our full menu. If you're ready for the comfort of white tablecloth dining in a relaxed environment in a family-owned restaurant serving the highest quality of beef and seafood for over 26 years, Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, 822-3637, 822-3637, or online at surfandsirloin.com.
It's tough keeping up with the evolving technology of today's business environment. GFI Digital has you covered, offering the latest in copiers, managed print, and customized IT solutions for every business need. At GFI Digital, we make technology simple.
One of these days, it'll be the America that we recognize as the America we used to know. We can bring it back. It's showtime.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on.
Hairy legs.
Kill him, Joe.
Joe Biden.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the October 7th edition. Ooh, 3 weeks till Halloween. The October 7th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. A couple of great offers on the table now for a limited time from First Community Credit Union. This is going to result in a whole bunch of new members, a lot of people who will be changing where they do their banking, and hopefully you'll be among those people. We'll tell you what those two great offers are and about the limited time you have to act. But first,
hey,
at the control board. Look at him. He's got both hands ready to punch buttons. He's just, I can't wait to fire some of his new toy sound effects. He is, of course, the man who says things like, in a little while, and then he'll say, a spot of tape. He takes the T's out of words in the middle or the end of them. That's what those people do over in Great Britain, and he lived there for 19 years. 10 of those years, he lived in Birmingham, England. He is Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Behind the glass. There are only two people behind the glass. The limit of two, if they're going to maintain, I'm sick of this term, social distancing. One of these days, maybe we won't even have to use that term anymore. One of them is a guy who is here because he just thought, it's not worth it. Got to wear a mask everywhere. I just won't go northbound or southbound or westbound or... Bill Clavlin, say hello to everyone.
Hello to everyone.
All right. Also behind the glass, Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, with over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois, including some Walmart locations. They have great rates on car loans and home loans. Plus, if you move your car loan to First Community Credit Union, they will give you $100. How about that?
Yeah.
Or you can take advantage of the home equity loan starting at 2.75% for a limited time. That's for the first 12 months.
Got a good, nice email from a listener. It says, please ask Dan, since First Community is his sponsor, how much is it again that they pay if you move your car loan over?
$100.
Oh, that's a good deal.
Who wrote that?
Ooh. Interesting, same first name as a listener yesterday or day before. Name is Ima, and I'll have to you have to tell me what's H-O-E-R-R. I'm a whore.
I'm a whore.
From Shoveltown, Missouri. Thank you, Ima.
Great.
Thanks for writing.
First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking needs, Ima. And to find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
We've counted 38 previous jobs. He currently holds three jobs. Here are the three. Head of research for this show. Newsman for this show. Primary job, number one job, full-time job, not here, outside of here. He's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Hey, and thank you to the Law Office of Scott Sherman, a regular guest every Thursday on the Large Morning Show.
Why, that's tomorrow.
That is tomorrow. Scott Sherman will be taking your calls and giving free legal advice in the 4 o'clock hour. And Scott's the kind of lawyer who tells callers all the time, shoot me an email, and if I can't help you, I know a lawyer who can. Licensed in both Missouri and Illinois, the Law Office of Scott Sherman, for AM and the PM listeners, will give you free initial legal advice anytime. Just shoot him an email, lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. Make sure you tell them you're AM and the PM, lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com.
I had a listener send me an email.
No, what did it say?
It said, could you give me Scott Sherman's email address?
Well, sure. I believe you can do that.
Who sent that email?
Weird. Ima. I-D-I-O-T. I'm Ijo.
Ijo. That's how you pronounce it.
I'm a Ijo. Oh.
I'm Ijo.
French. Yeah.
Where are they from?
Yeah, that's a good one, Dan.
Shoveltown.
Good one.
And remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important one and shouldn't be made solely on advertisement.
See, stop the music.
Has anybody here been to Shoveltown for real?
Yes.
See, Dan, here, let me just show you. I'll show you how you could have made that better.
Mm-hmm.
Ima, last name, N-I-D-I-O-T. I'm an idiot. See, it's better than I'm
Okay.
Grammatically, it should be I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot.
Okay.
You're close. Start the music again.
But yes, Bill asked if any of us have been to Shoveltown, and I have. Shoveltown is over by Blackjack, Missouri, which is by Florissant.
Well, there you go. See, there is such a place. Okay, thank you. Tim, did you wrap it up?
I don't remember. I did.
Okay. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security.
You know what they make in Shoveltown?
Spades.
Rakes.
Hose.
Hose?
Like a garden hoe.
Right.
And they make shovels in Raketown.
I'm off the show.
We've lost control.
I'm leaving the show. I'd like to announce I'm leaving the show. It's one of those days. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Did I introduce Hebe?
Bernice.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bernice is in heaven. I've lost track.
Oh, we are.
And we went with some people, night before last, to have dinner at an Italian restaurant. And on the menu, they had veal nunzio. Anybody know? You worked in a restaurant. You know what that is?
I have no idea.
I didn't either. And then I ordered it because I like veal. And essentially, it's just little thin pieces of veal. And it's just smothered in melted, you know what?
Cheese.
Right? That's right. Melted cheese. It was pretty good. I got it right. I think it was nunzio. Yeah, whatever. It was pretty good.
Had breadcrumbs on it?
No.
Really?
No. It just was melted cheese over veal. That's right, Red Boy. No breadcrumbs. No breadcrumbs. Let's have it. Let's give it up. Show your appreciation for Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Brought to you by First Community Credit Union. A couple of great offers. You heard Dan mention this one, and this is so simple. All you have to do is move your car loan from wherever it is, if it's not with First Community Credit Union, to First Community Credit Union. They give you $100. They put $100 in an account for you, and that's it. There's no fancy small print verbiage that flies by. None of that stuff. Nothing to hide. It's just $100 as a thank you for coming on board with your car loan. There's a second bonus in that you will also very likely have a smaller car payment because they're famous for their rates. You may very well end up with a lower rate than you had before. So, hey, you're guaranteed the $100, the good possibility of a lower car payment. Here's the other offer that's on the table, only to the end of this month, though. You have to apply for this loan by October 31st. It's a home equity loan. And when you take this loan out, if you are approved, for the first 12 months, your rate is 2.75% APR. I don't think anybody else can touch that deal. After that, it goes to 3.99, and it's a home equity loan, which means you use the equity in your home to borrow the money. What you do with the money is your business. You can blow it. You can gamble it. You can finish off your basement. You can pay off the car, a tuition. They don't care. But if you're going to borrow money, the smartest money is money that's low interest money, and this is low interest. In fact, the first 12 months at 2.75 is pretty much unheard of. Just two more reasons why you may want to consider changing where you do your banking, where we've done ours for 15 years. First Community Credit Union. You can find out more at firstcommunity.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa,
Panama. Bill Clevelin is with us, courtesy of Window World. Number one selling replacement window in the country. Preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues and the official window of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. Please take a look at their website. It's a very impressive company and an impressive product. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Give it up now for Bill Clevelin. How you doing, Bill?
Good. How are you?
Let me check. Good.
Right.
Oh, they're already lined up outside for Bill's book signing.
They've been sleeping there since last night.
Look at the sleeping bag.
I know.
Pup tents. And,
sleeping bag.
Sunday.
Little pop-up campers. Yeah.
They have now until Sunday, right?
Come Sunday back at Sunday one. At 1. I'll be out there.
They're all holding signs that say, won't buy crack.
That's good, because I will not be selling.
Well, for anybody who doesn't know, go ahead and tell them what we're talking about.
Sunday, we're doing a book signing for my new book called Finding the American Dream. A guided tour of places where Americans changed history. So lots of cool places to travel to. And, proud of it. Hope to see some folks out here Sunday, 1 o'clock.
And here, meaning right here, in front of the radio station.
Yes, right in front of the
smack.
Sandwiched, sandwiched between the Kirkwood Brewhouse and Gold's Gym.
That's the only sandwich you'll find.
Right. Bring your own food if you care, if you're going to be hungry.
It's a nice patio.
It is, yeah.
I do think it's important. We're not kidding. If you think you're going to come because it's Kirkwood Brewhouse and order a... No, you're right. Not.
You're not.
They're closed.
Yeah, I mean, you could probably take a patio chair with you if you wanted to with Bill's book or umbrella.
A free
or something.
Chair with every book sign?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good deal.
There you go.
Have a table.
And I guess I should... Because you said that, maybe I should... It's not, we're not having a party. We're just hanging out. I'll be signing some books because it's really hard to do... book signings anywhere else right now with so many things
bring your own
closed.
Snacks.
So bring your own snacks. That's right. On this day in 1960, CBS aired the premiere episode of Route 66.
Wow. George Maharis and, hang on, George Maharis. Oh, I lost it. The other guy.
What year was it?
1960.
They drove a Corvette.
Wow.
1960. Route 66 was approximately 2,448 miles long. Went from Chicago to Santa Monica, California. Opened in 1926. 1937. By 1937, it had been paved from end to end. Now, we'll do a little trivia. We'll throw this at Limey just to see if he can guess, because he always enjoys state trivia. Route 66 crosses 8 states and 3 time zones. Can you name the 8 states that Route 66 went through?
Illinois, Missouri, the one next to Missouri, California, Nevada.
The one next to Missouri.
Kansas.
Arizona. Yeah, Kansas, that one. No, not Kansas, because that's up.
Oklahoma?
Yeah, sure. Why not Kansas?
Next to Missouri.
Missouri has 8 states that border it.
I'm going to say the one slightly to the left, but down a bit. Oklahoma?
Yeah.
Arkansas?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think it goes through Arkansas. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, you're the American.
People still do
that. You're the American.
People still do that, don't they? They still travel
and
take the entire route. No, caravan.
Yes and no. I mean, you can't... A lot of those roads are tough to... Oh, well, here, I'll just tell you. So, yeah, Illinois, Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California.
Yeah, you were there.
You said Nevada. That's not correct.
Kansas and Arkansas and Oklahoma.
Kansas has a very, very, very small amount of Route 66.
Oh, okay, right. That makes sense.
Yeah,
sorry.
Oklahoma has a pretty good stretch.
Why is that a thing? Why would you want to do that?
Why would you want to drive it?
I would love to drive Route 66.
You know what's interesting? A lot of Americans are kind of over it. Although with the road trip stuff coming back, they may be doing... But a lot of foreigners, people who are not... love to do Route 66.
Yeah,
if you talk to anybody...
Why is it any
it's
more
the never-ending road.
But why is it any more interesting than taking another route to
let me put it this way, right? Especially for people in England, Route 66 is longer than the country. Like, I mean, it's an incredible... thing to see when you drive out. Plus, everybody in England has seen, what is it? Man, I really suck at being an American. It's out in the desert, your Monument Mountain or Monument Valley or whatever it is. Those big ass red, like, rocks, whatever. Oh, come on, man.
Petrified Forest?
No.
The red, red.
You talking about in Colorado?
The trees?
I don't know where it is, man.
You talking about the trees? The red.
Look, it's these giant rocks, all right, out in the desert, and it's really picturesque, and that's one of the most popular scenes
Grand
that we
Canyon?
See in England. Yeah, sure, it's probably around there somewhere. I don't know, okay? They're just big rocks.
My question is, why would a trip across down Route 66 be any more scenic or interesting than any other?
Because nobody else knows about that. Like, they don't know about, you know, the scenic part of 44 over there, or they don't know about any other ones.
Okay, you're still talking about
because you can't get your kicks on any other road.
That is true.
You can't get your kicks on 270.
That is true. No. I just think it's a throwback to the old days, and every state. I don't know if Kansas has anything left, but. Almost every state has things that are left over from Route 66. So these are the ones that are in Missouri, things that you can still go and see that were from Route 66. So, well, that's not entirely true. Things along the route right now. You have the world's second largest rocking chair. That was obviously not there when it opened. The Merrimack River Bridge in Eureka. Frank, you're out near Wildwood. Have you ever heard of the Big Chief Hotel?
Yeah.
I think it's a restaurant now, right?
It is.
So that was the Route 66.
So I've not heard anything so far that makes me want to take a trip down Route 66.
There's the Devil's Elbow. That's in Pulaski County.
The Wagon Wheel Motel. That's the other thing. So a good number of these motels are still around.
It is Monument.
And what?
Sorry, no, I'm getting a bunch of people texting over right now. They're saying Devil's Rock, the Badlands, but one said it is Monument Valley, so I got that right.
All right. You're better American than you thought.
Hey.
The Wagon Wheel Motel, that one's in Cuba, Missouri. The Route 66 Drive-In Theater, you know what that is?
No.
Carthage, Missouri.
On Route 66?
Yeah, Fun Route 66.
This guy's good.
Dan might know this one. Your mom used to live in Bourbon, right?
Yeah.
So the Circle Inn Malt Shop?
Oh, no.
Have you heard of that?
I don't know. No, I
haven't. Love a good malt.
Oh, man.
And then the last one is the Munger Moss Motel. So that's just in Missouri. But all the states still have a lot of those things you can go back and see. And I don't know. I just think it's kind of nostalgic to do the Route 66.
There is the Cave Restaurant down somewhere near St. James or Sullivan.
Out in the valley.
A valley so low.
Mm-hmm. We don't do that anymore. We should, but we
fine.
Don't. You ever, Limey, you ever been in one of our caves like Merrimack Caverns
or
Onondaga?
Love it. Mm-hmm. No, not the what?
Onondaga.
No, never been there. But
well,
I have
that's
been
the same thing. If you've been in one cave, you've been in them all. They're the same. They're all wet. They're all cold. And after about 10 minutes, you go, okay, I'm out of here. I'm serious. It's just, you know, it's a cave.
Well, I have eaten inside a restaurant that was inside a cave, and that was a lot of fun.
Okay.
Do you know the difference between stalagmites and stalactites?
Stalactites are the ones coming from the ceiling. Stalagmites are on the floor.
Yes. How do you remember that?
Because it has to be tight to hang on to the ceiling and not fall.
Okay. I knew there was a reason to remember.
Oh, wow. I didn't know.
So on the Illinois side, you have the Old Chain of Rocks Bridge. So that was the Route 66 thing. The world's largest ketchup bottle.
Chain of Rocks. Ketchup. What does that mean? Why was it called the Chain of Rocks?
I don't know why it was called the Chain of Rocks. Apparently, the Mississippi River right out there was very hard to navigate back in the day. Well, obviously, by car, you couldn't do it.
No, I'll bet it is a navigational reference on the river. Mm-hmm. A chain
of rocks
choppy. In the water, yeah.
It's a portion of the river that's unnavigable in low water due to the exposure of bedrock.
There you go. The world's largest ketchup bottle for our friends in Collinsville, Illinois.
Yeah.
Brooks Ketchup, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Done that. Some drone.
And they still keep it painted, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which didn't they try selling that factory a couple years ago?
Well, I don't think they make the ketchup there anymore.
Yeah, no, it was like, it's not. It's like a wholesale or something like that now. But I think the owner was trying to sell it. And the deal was you had to buy or you had to take care of the ketchup bottle. Or the ketchup bottle. I think ketchup. It's ketchup.
Yeah, no, you said ketchup.
No, it's not. No American says ketchup.
That's how it's spelled.
It's ketchup. Yeah, I don't care. Though. It's ketchup.
But pass it is ketchup. Not spelled.
Who have you been with that said, put your plastic past the ketchup? Nobody. Ketchup. Nobody says that.
Past the mustard.
Should be kicked out of the country if you say
but like Heinz 57, is that ketchup too or is that ketchup?
It's ketchup. They're all ketchup. But, ketchup
no,
and mustard.
No, I know ketchup. What you're saying, but I'm saying is Heinz spelled K with a K?
Oh, it may be spelled with a K.
K-E-T-C-H-U-P.
It may be spelled with ketchup. A K.
Yeah. Now, this place is actually pretty cool. So this is, and I've been there and... So kind of a funny story. I went and did a video for Southern Illinois Tourism, and I went to this place, the Pink Elephant Antique Mall, which is in, I can't remember exactly what town it is, but it's not too far over. It's in Southern Illinois. And I went in with my camera, and I walked in, and the guy behind the counter said, he goes, are you Bill Cleveland from the Frank Opinion Show? They listen to this show. All the way over there, pink, and there's this gigantic pink elephant right out in front. You cannot miss it, but they serve ice cream and stuff in the summer, and then it's just a big antique mall with a lot of stuff.
If there's anything I don't get, it's antique stores. It's just old furniture. It's it. It's just old stuff. I don't get it. There are people that take antique stores. They map out across the country different antique stores, antique malls and stuff. I don't get it. I don't like old stuff, usually. It's just that here's a rule top desk. You've seen this stuff a million times. Here's an old nightstand from 18... Okay, big deal. Who cares? I don't get it.
What was that word we used yesterday that described Frank? Remember that
word?
Does anybody remember the word?
Smell something.
Smell funky or something?
Smell...
Not smell funky.
Smell...
what was that word?
Smell fungus?
Was it fungus?
Smell fungus.
Yeah, they don't get distressed furniture. Did you ever see this new furniture? They made it look like it'd been beaten up and stuffed up.
Are you kidding me? Gucci now is selling, I think, one of those companies. It's $500 for a pair of jeans with grass stains on them. Fake grass stains.
Oh, yeah.
Oh! What? How did that happen? How did we start ripping jeans?
Kids
the
weren't allowed
jeans
to go out
to
and
throw
play.
Away. And then it became a big deal. Ripped, and now they're more ripped up than ever. Like tiger claws ripped.
Well, hang on to the ones that aren't ripped up because those will be popular in 5 years.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
It all goes back around. The last thing I'll mention, there's a place called Doc's Soda Fountain. And this is on Route 66. It is in Southern Illinois. I would call it Southern Illinois, but it is right along Route 66. And I went here last year, and they have... all of the original stuff. So it was, I guess, a medicine shop or a pharmacy back in the day. Then they had the soda fountain open in 1929 and got a root beer float, which I love those. But it was, everything was old school.
See, that I like.
The way you would like.
I'm a diner, a soda fountain person. You guys ever go anywhere and order just like a chocolate soda? Do you know what that is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's vanilla ice cream, chocolate syrup, and seltzer water, or soda water. Some people replace that with... it's very much like a root beer float, except it's instead of root beer and ice cream, it's ice cream, chocolate, and club soda.
Do you know why men have man caves, but women don't have women caves?
Here we go. I don't.
Actually, they do. We just call it the kitchen.
Tim at gatewaypi.net with your sexism complaint.
Don't worry, he won't be at the book signing on Sunday.
They have she shed.
You don't know that.
Right. She shed.
Yeah.
She shed.
That's right. She shed.
Yeah.
Be careful how you say that.
All right. So happy Route 66 Day. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road.
Cleveland smack.
I know,
you just did it again.
I know. I can't help it. I'm Bill Cleveland.
I did it again. You're
no,
again.
No, I did
no,
not. Somebody
was,
inserted that.
I, mean.
That.
Sorry.
I didn't.
I know.
Do that.
I know. I'm
that.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm Bill Cleveland on the road.
I didn't do that either. <All
right. laughs> Boy, we mean.
Oh, man. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
We all mean.
I don't want
to. Thank you, Bill.
I don't want to show up at the book signing. It would double the crowd.
Oh!
That's good. Give him a rim shot.
Snap.
They'd have to take out group insurance. If only Tim showed up by himself. Bill Cleveland brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the country. Want to know more? Go to windowworldst.com. Facebook.com. We talked about the app, 590 The Fan. It's cut down on people. They are redoing the app. I want to thank Kip, who sent me an email. He said, Frank, thank you for your quick response. I figured out that if I turn my screensaver off, I don't get kicked out. And I listen on my iPhone. Maybe this will help others till they get the new app up and running. So, I didn't know I had a screensaver.
I didn't know I had a
screensaver. I have wallpaper, but what screensaver?
I don't know.
On a phone?
Yeah, it's, I think, when you charge your phone, a screensaver will pop up, or if you want to leave it on display so you can leave, like, a clock on there and stuff.
I don't have to put it on. I don't have that. I think that's something you have to put on there. I don't know. But thank you, Kip, for that. Maybe other people know what you're talking about. Scott Sherman tomorrow in the 4 o'clock hour. If you want free legal advice, this is your guy. So 4 o'clock hour. Make a note. Be ready to call Scott Sherman.
Did you get the email Jim Huer sent out about the improvements to the app? Or did
I
you?
Did.
Okay, because right. I know you only checked.
Oh, sorry, finger slipped.
No, I didn't. I did.
It's actually funny.
That wasn't a dig at you, Jim.
The nicest guy on the planet. You give him a ride.
Hey, can you pull up Rolling Stones' Goodbye Ruby Tuesday?
Yeah.
Goodbye Ruby Tuesday.
Don't tell me they're closing their restaurants.
Bankrupt. Not closing, not closing, but file for bankruptcy. And I think you know what oftentimes follows that. When they say file for bankruptcy so we can reorganize and blah, 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 blah. Many times, that's not good news.
March and April, leaving the station to go home, right by Ruby Tuesday and Fenton. About 4 days a week, they had a buy one, get one free. Any entree on the menu, buy one, get one free. I would stop there. Wow. I mean, that's how desperate they were for business. Yeah.
I'm telling you, this COVID thing, this is, we don't really have any idea what with the fallout from this and how many cinemas and restaurants are going to, now they say bankruptcy, they've closed a few, but they're going to restructure and blah, 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 blah. I'm just telling you, this is not, it's not good.
They're going to reopen as Ruby Wednesday.
That's rimshot worthy.
Okay. I think I've eaten there once ever. Ruby Tuesday. I don't think I've been to Chili's maybe twice. These are restaurants I just don't.
It's one of the few restaurants around that still has an all-you-can-eat salad bar and food bar.
Which one? Tuesday.
Ruby Tuesday. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember not liking it for whatever reason. I just haven't been very much. We're voting mail-in ballots. My wife and I. We got our ballots in the mail, and there are things on there that 99% of the people can't judges. How do you know what judge to vote for?
The Missouri Bar Association puts a list out of which ones they feel are competent and which ones aren't. And they put out, usually it's 100%, but a couple of years ago, there was one judge, and he was a judge I had to appear in front of, that they hammered and said, this guy's terrible, and he was the one judge the voters voted out.
Wow, the Missouri Bar does that?
Yeah.
Wow.
How do they determine?
They give a rating. All the lawyers all vote, and each judge gets a rating.
It's probably based on hashtags.
And then what else is on? This is not a good example. Dog catcher. There's some stuff on there that
dog catchers.
Not literally
like
that.
Local municipality stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that we don't have a clue who these people are, but they're still on the ballot. I think most people just skip over that stuff and go president, vice president, that governor, whatever, if that's on there, or
proposition.
That's
is there
the other
a proposition
one. Well,
something?
If there
I
is,
think there's a proposition 3. My neighbor says to vote no on it, so I have no idea what it is, but I'm probably going to.
But every
his suit.
Time they do it, they deliberately word it so no means yes, and yes means no.
I know.
And you think you're voting one way, but you're voting. I don't trust the wording of those propositions.
That proposition, Limey, would make St. Louis County charter gender neutral.
Well, then don't
what the
vote
hell does that mean?
Don't vote for it.
What's the charter?
Don't vote for anything gender
like
neutral.
Bathrooms,
anything.
Or they just start saying they and stuff like that.
No, it would lead to bathroom crap.
Bathroom crap.
That's it.
Oh boy.
Tim was devastated yesterday when he found out that Eddie Van Halen passed away. I'm not a Van Halen fan. I do appreciate what this guy contributed. Apparently, he was a fantastic guitar player. Here's what I found fascinating. He could play pretty much every instrument. He was a classically trained pianist, yet he did not read a note of music. Now, you got to be really talented and bright to play like that and play all those instruments and not read music.
Yeah. The instrumental, and Dan will know this, Eruption, which was on Van Halen 1. It's the first song on Van Halen 1.
I cannot even believe that this is only a guitar being played in that song. It sounds like about four different instruments going into this thing, and it's all him and it's all guitar.
All right. Tell me if you knew this. On the song Beat It from the Thriller album,
mm-hmm.
he played the guitar solo.
I know.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Yep. And he did it as a favor to Michael Jackson.
Hmm.
He did it for money. So when you listen to Beat It, you hear the guitar solo, that's Eddie Van Halen. Rolling Stone said he was the eighth out of 100, the eighth best guitar player in the world. Somebody else said he was fourth. No matter who you go to, he's top 10 for sure, ever, guitar players.
Brian May better be up there in the top 10 as well.
Probably.
Guitarist of Queen.
Oh, I would think so. Am I doing on time? Getting close. Alcohol consumption, I think this number is small. Because of COVID, up 14%. That seems low to me.
Yeah.
I would think alcohol consumption would be a lot more than 14%. Let me get the... Yeah, let's get the ladies in. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
An email request for this joke. It's been long enough. I'll be happy to tell it. If you have a joke and it's been a while, yeah, you can always email me, and I'll throw it in there if I think it's been at least 6 months, maybe closer to a year. Two guys sitting at a lunch counter. And they kind of look at each other. They try not to look too long. One doesn't want the other one to know he's staring, but they both got black eyes. And finally, the one guy can't stand it anymore. He says, I'm sorry, man. He's sorry for looking at it, but you got a black eye and I got a black eye. I don't know. It's just not every day you sit next to somebody at lunch and, you know, you both got black eyes. Can I ask what happened? You get a bar fight or something? He goes, no. He says, I'm not afraid to say this, so... My wife gave me a black eye. He said, your wife hit you? He said, yeah. He said, well, that's unbelievable. Mine too. That's how I got mine. Go ahead, your story. He said, well, my wife and I were at Lambert, the airport, the ticket counter, and we're getting two tickets to Pittsburgh, and the woman behind the counter was she stacked. Boy, she had a rack on her. And I couldn't stop staring. And then when she said, can I help you? I meant to say two tickets to Pittsburgh, but it came out, can I have two tickets to Pittsburgh? And my wife just, boom, just hauled off and hit me right in the face. So I got my black eye. It came out wrong. The other guy says, wow, that's pretty much my story. I was at dinner, at the dinner table. And what I meant to say was, Pumpkin, would you please pass the pancakes? But it came out, hey, you fat, ugly pig, you ruined my life.
Get a check on traffic with Tory Lyons.
This report is sponsored by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation has been at the forefront of inflammatory bowel disease research and care for over 50 years. Learn more about research, education, and support at Crohn'sColitisFoundation.org. Accident north and southbound 270 ramp to westbound 64 right at the end of the ramp, but you can still get around it. And westbound 4064 at Route K, a semi lost a large spool. Only the right lane is open. A crash westbound 44 past 141. You also have accidents southbound 141 at Fiedler, westbound 30 in Cedar Hill, and northbound 367 south of Old Jamestown Road. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Your heating, cooling, and indoor air quality system should improve your health in addition to providing comfort. And all across the St. Louis area, Scott Lee Heating Company is trusted with both. With over 40 years of experience with residential and commercial heating, cooling, and healthy air systems, including maintenance, repair, and replacement, they have St. Louis covered and comfortable. Contact them today to learn about cost-saving rebates at scottleeheating.com. Scott Lee Heating Company, where satisfied customers are their most important asset.
At Kimmel's Chop House, you can still expect the same delicious food from Miss Kimmel's original cookbook, and they're giving St. Louis more ways to enjoy. Come out and enjoy the patio, set up perfectly for the season with heaters so you can enjoy the nightly live music. You can enjoy the ambiance and the finest Italian food in the area in three socially distanced dining rooms. And you can dig in with all your Kimmel's favorites during happy hour, 3:30 to 8:30 every night, with deals on drinks and apps. That's Kimmel's Chop House, 323 Westport Plaza Drive.
Come enjoy the crisp fall air at Nilo, the Winchester 640-acre hunting and shooting oasis just 45 minutes from St. Louis. For nearly 70 years, Nilo has been one of the most premier outdoor destinations in the country for upland hunting and sporting clays. Now is the time to book a hunt for you and your guests, and come shoot on select Wednesdays and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. With other times available for reservation, just call 618-466-0613 or visit them at NILOFarms.com.
It's tough keeping up with the evolving technology of today's business environment. GFI Digital has you covered, offering the latest in copiers, managed print, and customized IT solutions for every business need. At GFI Digital, we make technology simple.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you gonna let me get sober?
This is Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs, Bottle of Wine. How can you not think of this guy when you hear a song with that title? He's Mike Evans. He's in Dallas, Texas. And he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. You know where they are. They're in Chesterfield Valley, east of most everything else in Chesterfield Valley. They sell thousands of gift cards every year. That is not an exaggeration. It actually is thousands. They're going to sell them today. You want a gift, even if you don't have anybody in mind to give it to now, tuck it away, hang on to it. Something's going to come along, a birthday, a promotion, acceptance into college, whatever. Everybody loves a gift card to Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market. They're closed only on Monday, and you need reservations for Annie Gunn's. I'm just going to tell you. Again, Chesterfield Valley, closed only on Monday. Annie Gunn's, Smokehouse Market. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans. Surprised you were able to swallow all of that.
Mm-hmm. You heard it, homie.
I heard it here first.
That's right. We're going to talk a little television today. The Los Angeles Lakers lead the Miami Heat 3-1 in the NBA championships, which will be back on TV Friday. But the story is nobody cares because nobody is watching. It is the lowest rated NBA finals in history. And the baseball playoffs are almost as bad. Even the NFL football is a little down. The only sport holding its own as far as TV ratings is college football, but that has a very small sampling since it's played on Saturday afternoons. I got more bad ratings. Dancing with the Stars on Monday night drew a 0.9.
Whoa.
Big Brother drew a 0.9. But both were going up against a NFL doubleheader. One more Dancing with the Stars nugget. People who really know Anne Heche, say that they weren't surprised at all that when Anne was voted off the show.
Whoa, are you okay?
That wine backing up on me. Stormed off the show, pushing staff aside, screaming obscenities, and refusing to meet the media.
I didn't know she was even on it.
Yeah.
Remember, she's the one who pretended to be a lesbian for a while so she could latch on to Ellen DeGeneres. And then after everybody who'd never heard of her finally did hear of her, then she went, "Nah, I'm just kidding. I'm not a lesbian."
I know. I said, if you don't know that, they don't believe me that she's not, ask Ellen DeGeneres or Paris Hilton. More TV news. The E! Network will award Tyler Perry the Champion Award of the Year on their People's Choice show. He deserves it. Tyler quietly gives more money by far to charities and poor organizations than any other celebrity. When he was told that he was getting the award, Perry begged them not to give it to him, that he does it from his heart. He doesn't want an award for it. E! Disagreed. They will give him the award. Three TV reviews to tell you about. First, coming to Disney Plus, The Right Stuff, the series, a new one, an inside look at the first astronauts, Alan Shepard, John Glenn, Deke Slayton, Gus Grissom, Wally Schirra, Scott Carpenter, Gordon Cooper. Their fears, their excitement, and their personal lives. There was a movie about it. This is even better. Get ready for it. Second review, coming to Netflix December 4th, Selena, the series. the story of the great Selena, the queen of Tejano music, murdered by her friend, Yolanda Saldivar. Nice friend. The series will look at Selena's personal life, provided the information provided by her brother, her sister, and her former husband.
Where's the chick that murdered her? Is she in prison, I guess?
I think she committed suicide.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I'll find out.
Okay.
Yolanda Saldivar. See if I can find out. The actress Christian Cerritos, I don't know her, will play Serena. I think this will be an award-winning series. They say in here she's a former nurse, fan club president of Selena. She'll be eligible for parole on March
30th, 2025. Oh, so wow. She is in jail.
Last but not least, David Letterman and his third season of My Next Guest is... I've mentioned this a few weeks ago, but after seeing a little more of the series, I can say it's great. Letterman asks questions you certainly wouldn't hear him ask on regular TV. Dave Chappelle, Kim Kardashian, Robert Downey Jr., and Lizzo.
Oh.
I watch all of them but Lizzo.
Oh,
sorry, I'm out,
boring?
I'm out for Lizzo.
Not, no, she's not a Lizzo on, fan at little, all.
Lizzo I do like that show, though. I enjoy watching his interviews.
It's 4 stars. Really, really good.
Yeah.
Really good. I think, it's fabulous. Do we talk about Mariah Carey's autobiography?
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday. No.
Yeah.
You know what else is good? The Dan Rather interview series.
It is good. Because I thought he was very stale as an anchorman, but he's actually got some personality on that show.
And he got
you know
who's
really
people.
Boring?
Who?
He's really boring. I'm Tom Brokaw on NBC Nightly News.
Well, I don't think he'd appreciate that. He's listening right now. Okay, you know what? Just for that, bring Brokaw's satellite mic
there
up.
There we go.
I know he's on by satellite. Tom, Mike Evans in Dallas just said he thinks that you are boring. Tom Brokaw, what do you have to say?
This is Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News.
Yeah.
What part of my life, or what part of me do you think is boring? I don't know.
Yeah, answer that.
Yeah.
Riddle me that.
How about in Hawaii when I was at a party and you were smoking a joint? How about that part?
That sounds like a lie.
Was I smoking a joint in Hawaii? I don't know.
Yes,
if I
you
was.
Were. Yes, you.
Well,
yes,
how does that make him boring?
Were.
How does that make him boring?
That makes me a party animal, buddy boy.
Yeah, yeah,
well,
I agree.
You
tell him, Tom.
Maybe you're a party animal. But you weren't much of a party animal when you were smoking the joint. You were kind of boring. That's all I got to
say.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Tom. No. Thanks for always being there for us. We appreciate
you
it.
You bet. This is Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. I'll see you tomorrow night.
No, you're not on the news anymore.
You're not on the news. See, he didn't even know he's not on the news, homie. And Frank Opinion, who I've known for many years, and he knows a lot about me. Just a little update. The Johnny and Joe book will be out just before Christmas, and when it gets a little closer, I'll let you know more about that.
Ooh, I like a copy of that.
I know.
It's written. It's done. We're just waiting for the release date.
Great.
All right, Dan. How much time do I have?
You have... 25 seconds. Oh, no, 20 seconds.
What's the title of the book, Mike?
Imposters.
Ooh, good one.
Yeah. So you have 30. You have 10 seconds.
Well, it's been a great opportunity to speak to you. And Dan, I gave you one more really good impression. All right, Dan, see you.
You know what I'll never tell you? I gave him the title for that book. He'll never acknowledge that. Hey, thank a police officer every chance you get, and have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is locally owned 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
We are Buckmore.
And here's what you need to know.
The Athletics furiously fighting off elimination, hitting two sack flies in the eighth inning to spring ahead of the Astros 9-7 in Game 3 of their American League Divisional Series. And this game is now in the top of the ninth. Oakland's Chad Pinder tied the game at 7 in the 7th with a 3-run homer. Yankees and Rays start their third game of their divisional series in a couple of minutes. They're even at one game. Earlier, the Braves hurtle over the Marlins 2-zip to bump out to a 2-0 lead in their NLDS matchup. Ian Anderson struck out 8, gave up 3 hits in 5 and 2/3 innings. Dansby Swanson homering in the second. The Braves try for the sweep tomorrow. Padres and Dodgers begin their second game tonight just after 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Clayton Kershaw pitching for L.A. and Patriots defensive back Stephon Gilmore testing positive for COVID-19. I'm Brian Fenley.